Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it's Dom time. Dom's sitting in for Rich. He'll be back on Tuesday. I'll be with you tomorrow, too, from 5:30 to 9. And then my own show tomorrow, doubleheader, 9 until noon. And Dan and I have just been thrilled that we have access. You saw him again with Tucker last night, for example, to Tom Fitton, who is the chief guy over at President of Judicial Watch. And for years, they are the people that through all kinds of diligence and skill and lawyers are able to shake loose things that we want to know. And today could be a big day. We're hearing things McCabe, Comey. We'll get to that, but we see that Judicial Watch yesterday filed a lawsuit against Santa Clara County's sanctuary policy. Tom Fitton joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia again.
You're welcome. Good to be with you.
Well, Tom, we saw this lawsuit against Santa Clara. We just had another big issue here. Philadelphia celebrating being a sanctuary city with a T-shirt and tote bag line. Can you help us out here? How hard is it to do that?
Well, it's certainly a danger. They're dangerous policies. They're illegal mm-hmm. as well. And the fact you have politicians celebrating the fact that they let criminal aliens out into the streets to prey on innocents just shows you how crazed the politics of open borders are.
Why sue Santa Clara? Why did you choose that one?
Well, Santa Clara obviously is where San Jose is. There was a terrible murder out there by an illegal alien who was released despite multiple requests and prior arrests. And ICE officials had sent six separate requests to the county. And despite his being there asking the alleged murderer be turned over, that he was released. And it turned out he ended up killing someone. And now Santa Clara pretended to try to fix their policy by saying you need a judicial arrest warrant in order for us to detain aliens, which is just a nonsense where it doesn't have anything mm-hmm. to do with what the law is. Federal law is that if you're asked to if you're asked to detain someone, you should detain them. Mm-hmm. And to get in the way of that, in my view, you're obstructing justice.
Well, without a doubt. I just think every one of these cities ought to be sued up and down the line, but I know having standing to do that is sometimes difficult. What are you hearing this morning, Tom? You were on with Tucker last night. Well, let me take a one thing you were on talking with Tucker last night. I think that you said either in a tweet or somewhere, the Lawrence O'Donnell situation with no kind of backup, no kind of sourcing other than one alleged source going after the president was the Russia hoax in a nutshell.
Yeah, which are it basically false allegations against the president. The media just says it. And you don't have to worry about having evidence. All you do is have a source or a rumor or innuendo. And you accuse the president of being a traitor. And in this case, the suggestion was that there were loan documents that showed he was in league with the Russians. And that was so obviously false and easily disprovable. Yet they ran with it anyway on MSNBC. And so bad that the president's lawyers threatened to sue MSNBC until they retracted it, if they didn't retract the story, which they semi-did yesterday. They said they're issuing mm-hmm. a retraction, although Lawrence O'Donnell said, well, we still don't know whether it's true or not. The slime job approach to President Trump.
Now, Eric Trump is suing, as I understand it, this morning, and I'm glad to see that. I think the Supreme Court was in error. They've gone too far that if you're a major public figure or a public figure, it's open season on you from the media. And public figures can be defamed. They can be libeled. We've seen that constantly. And I think Trump and the Trump Organization are right to push back on this.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's news to me that they're going to be suing. But the fact that they might even have a claim shows you how egregious it is, because it's so difficult to sue if you're a public figure for defamation.
Absolutely. Now, what are you hearing today? Let's start with Comey. What is holding up, in your view, and what you've been able to get at on this, Tom? The Comey report, the Inspector General report. What's the long holdup on that? Are we close to something?
Well, there are two reports allegedly about Comey. One is about FISA abuses, and that touches not only on Comey, but a bunch of other people out there to target President Trump. Now, Comey specifically evidently has a FISA report, a special IG report on him, because he had stolen the FBI files of President Trump, kept them in his house, leaked them improperly. Some of the files included classified information. It's part of a vendetta to get a special counsel appointed after Comey was fired. So there's an IG report on that, and supposedly he had been referred for a criminal prosecution that was, according to reports, declined by the Justice Department, which would be terrible if true, to use Lawrence O'Donnell's phrase. But we don't know when that was supposed to be released a few weeks ago, so I don't know where that is. I don't know what's so hard about these IG reports in terms of the delays in releasing them. We've been told some of them, the main IG reports have been due for months and months and months. And to me, it's just unsurprising delays by the deep state that really don't want to grapple with the worst corruption scandal in American history.
I don't know, Tom, about you. You're very professional about this. I get it, how consequential Comey was in all this. For some reason, in addition to the deep state stuff and all that, McCabe sets me off as much as Stroke or any of these people, just his involvement in this. What can you tell us about McCabe? He appears to be imminent something, or they're deciding whether to prosecute him or not.
Well, it's the perfect example of getting special treatment. He was referred for prosecution, I think, back in April of last year. And still nothing's been done. Supposedly they're agonizing whether to prosecute him or not. And I don't know which way it's going to go. And he's being looked at for lying about a leak where supposedly he said that, hey, the FBI is still investigating the Clinton Foundation. So it's kind of an unusual situation. It's not about going after Trump, but it's about trying to make himself look good at the expense of poor Hillary Clinton. And again, the Justice Department has delayed making a decision on this. It would be an easy call for anyone else, because he was number two at the FBI. Mr. McCabe, whose wife had taken money from the Clinton cash machine, was one of the key coup plotters against President Trump, pushing virtually every nasty thing the FBI and DOJ was doing against the Trump campaign and then President Trump. And they're worried about whether he can be prosecuted, because there are too many Democrats in the jury pool here in Washington, D.C.
That is amazing. That's why they're worried. We're talking with Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch. Now, the last time you were with us, we talked about Jeffrey Epstein. We now know, at least according to news reports, that the two cameras were not operational. The FBI is looking at that. You've jumped into that. What's an update on Epstein? Is there anything going on right now that has your eye?
When did he die? 3 weeks ago? 4 weeks ago?
Yep.
What else do we know since then?
Nothing.
Exactly. If that doesn't tell you something's going on, I don't know what does.
Yeah, it is amazing. But I thought, Tom Fitton, that William Barr is the type of guy that would want to and is trying to get to the bottom of this.
Well, look, you can be a Republican or a conservative or a good guy running the Justice Department But the Justice Department is a giant agency run by partisan Democrats and people generally with contempt for any oversight. And the fact is, this Justice Department is responsible for the death of Mr. Epstein. And the Justice Department should not be investigating itself.
Mm-hmm.
So in my view, it's unsurprising that you've had this lack of information and disclosure by the Justice Department since then. But we still haven't seen the autopsy report that allegedly says he committed suicide.
Right. It is typical of what goes on, but you guys are relentless. You're there. So how do we support you? How do we go to Judicial Watch? What do people do, Tom, if they see the worth of all this stuff that you're engaged in?
Well, you can go to our website at judicialwatch.org. We're on Facebook and Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well, at Tom Fitton. And you support our work, obviously, financially. We're a charity, so you can make tax-deductible donations. But look at all the documents we're getting. A lot of what I'm talking about is based on information we're able to obtain from the government. The government doesn't want us to have and your listeners to see. So support us and get the word out about our work.
Absolutely. Tom Fitton, thank you as always. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
You're welcome, Tom. Thank you.
Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch here on Talk Radio 1210. And for my money, they do more of shaking things loose than just about anybody out there.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.